Hey guys, and welcome to the rebrand of Vibe with Steph, the podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie, also known as Vibe with Steph. And it's been way too long since I made a stop and parked in podcast land. But finally here, and I got some things to share with you. I have some questions to ask that you can ask yourselves. Something that I've asked myself. Have you ever caught yourself saying, I'm going to start tomorrow, or I'll start when the time is right, or I'm going to start when things are better, or when things are a little bit more perfected? Clearly, I have to, and this is why it's taking me so long to restart the show. The truth is, and we all know this, that the perfect time really never comes. We hold ourselves back by waiting for the stars to align, by waiting to hear some words from a higher power, or waiting for some kind of surge of confidence to kick in so we could actually start something. But what if I told you that the time to start, or the time to restart, is now? Right now, in this moment, it's the perfect time to just take the leap of faith to pursue your passion, to restart the dream that you had, to restart the goals that you set for yourself. I know it's something that I had to do, because for so long I've been saying I gotta restart my podcast, but I have to schedule these shows, I gotta reach out to people, and I've gotta write the scripts out and outlines, and I really never finish, or I really never perfect it. So this is me just going out there on a whim and putting this episode out. This rebrand, this first episode of this reintroduction of me and this podcast and all the wonderful things and the wonderful people that we're going to get to hear and have as guests on this show that I'm really looking forward to. The perfect time for me to start was probably yesterday or the day before or last year, a few months ago. But guess what? It's also the perfect time for me to restart now. So that's something that I am encouraging everybody who's listening to also do. You know, we are often our own biggest critics. We doubt our abilities, we question our worth, and at the end of the day, we let our fear of failure or the fear of thinking we're going to fail hold us back from the things that we want to do. And at the end of the day, who's standing in the way of our own success? Ourselves. More often than not, it really is ourselves. It's not the haters, it's not the naysayers, or whatever it may be, it's really ourselves. We create our own boundaries, and we listen to the voice of doubt in our own heads, and we really let it dictate our actions or lack of actions. But what if we really choose to silence the voice that we have in our head? And what if we believed in ourselves just a little bit more? I know life gets busy. We juggle responsibilities, jobs, families, the kids, extracurricular activities, doing this for somebody, doing that for somebody else, and a whole lot of other stuff. We want to enjoy ourselves. We want to spend time with our friends. We want to relax. We want to go on vacation. We have so much crap to do. And it's really easy for us to lose sight of our goals and the things that we want to achieve. But I want to remind you, just like I had to remind myself, that the dreams that we have, they're still there. And the only way that we're going to get a jump start is if we take the jump and take that leap ourselves. Whether it be making music, making beats, launching a business, starting a hobby, or whatever it is. You know, we have to really be responsible for keeping our own dreams alive. At the end of the day, taking a small step is better than taking no steps or thinking of taking a step. You know, doing so much planning all the time and not taking any action is really better. It's not better than anything. You're just doing nothing. You're still stagnant. But I feel like even to myself, to you, as you speak to yourself, as you write it down in a journal, you owe it to yourself to pursue what sets your soul on fire. And if you don't remember, take the time to sit and think and go over with yourself, what are the things that set my soul on fire? Music, it could be writing, it could be art,
It could be exercise. It could be whatever it may be. What are the things that set yourself on fire, set your soul on fire? Before I wrap it up, because I told y'all this was going to be short. Before I wrap it up, I want to just ask for your support. If you believe in the power of pursuing your passion and the things that I said resonate with you today, please share this podcast with somebody. I'm going to have a lot more guests. They're probably going to share a whole lot of information and tips and advice and motivational things and resources and all that great stuff. Please share this podcast. I feel like I love connecting people. I love connecting with people. I love the sense of community. I love building community. And I feel like together we can create a community of like-minded individuals who lift each other up, who encourage each other to do the things that set our souls on fire. So I gave my little two-piece, five-minute, whatever it may be. I gave my little tidbits. Please share the podcast. I look forward to making more of these. They're going to be a little longer. Tune in to the episodes that are to come. Check out my newsletter. Check the bio or the information or whatever you're listening on. And share with your friends. Listen to the older episodes too, because it was pretty fire. But thank you so much for tuning in. And thank you for taking the time to hear what I have to say. And for letting me reintroduce myself. It's March 2024. And I'm looking forward to doing the things that set my soul on fire. And I hope you are too. Thank you so much for having this step.